I guess the history of the program is that it was developed originally on the banks of the Shoalhaven River, and when I could hear the sounds of those ancestors singing and wanted to know what they were saying. And since then it's evolved to be a project where poets and elders are commissioned to create poetry in first languages with their elders on country, and then those communities go out with school students onto country and learn bush medicine. They'll learn dance, art, about different contemporary and traditional conservation practices, as well as language. And then we'll write poems in language about things that matter to our community. Those poems are then published on the Red Room Poetry website, and also in beautiful murals and artwork installations on trains and buses and keep cups. And with the overall intention that the broader community will be aware of our language conservation, and that this language has always existed, but they'll also be aware of the different conservation project that we're matched to. So in 2020 we're having our students working with the DPIE, so the Department of Planning, Industry and Environment, in a partnership with them, so that students will write poems about the shorebirds on Jerinja country, about the Eichol waterways down in Batemans Bay, and then on Gunungurra country we'll be preserving the glossy black cockatoo, which is a species that's really important to me and one that's quite threatened in that community. Here today we're working with the Royal Botanical Gardens, the Art Gallery of New South Wales and NASCA to try and celebrate Gadigal language. And NASCA have brought together about six different schools, three from Sydney, three from the Territory, and it's meaning that those four languages are being shared, and students are getting to see that cultural exchange between our languages and understand the scope of languages more broadly in Australia. The poems from this workshop will be shared in an exhibition next year with the Royal Botanical Gardens, and we're focusing next year on the Year of the Plant, around our plants and our bush medicine tucker practices and uses of plants. And I think the plants are so tied to our dreaming, and so much knowledge has been always shared around our plant uses, so writing poems about them seems really fitting. The overall vision of the project is to have students conserve, share and celebrate language, but also for them to conserve, share and celebrate culture and country, and to talk openly about our ideas and issues. Often when I meet with teachers, they're really surprised that students are writing so rapidly in the classroom when we're delivering these workshops with them. And I think that deficit discourse and that language around our students not being self-expressive is a bit of a falsity, especially because when I work with our kids and when they're learning about community, working with community, and it's based in traditional methods of teaching, then there's a real engagement within the classroom and within the content. And so I guess part of the vision for me is to engage more and more of our First Nations students in language, to try and celebrate, preserve and share language as widely as possible, to be tied to conservation of the environment.